USA Radio News.
Migrant encounters at the southern borders have hit a new record with over 200,000 encounters. The amount of unaccompanied minors also saw a 20% increase from this month to last month. This is all according to the Customs and Border Protection. The third public hearing of the month was held for the House January 6th committee with a focus on the pressure campaign on then Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All three were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top four vote-getters in the special primary advanced to a special election August 16th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
An investigation is underway at an Alaskan elementary school after a dozen students drank floor sealant that they thought was milk. School officials have confirmed students enrolled in a summer program were served breakfast at the beginning of the day. One student did receive medical treatment, and two others who were picked up may have also sought treatment. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Baby formula manufacturer Abbott has shut down yet again. The plant in Michigan said production and distribution of its products made at the factory will now be delayed for a, quote, few weeks. News of the stoppage comes after the plant resumed production of its formula on June 4th after a separate shutdown following a product recall issued by the FDA and the deaths of several infants. FIFA has announced the 16 cities in North America that will host a World Cup match when the men's tournament commences in the summer of 2026. New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, and Philadelphia are among the list. There will be 10 matches each in Mexico and Canada, while the U.S. will host 60. The site of the tournament's final has not been announced yet. NHL officials will not allow the Stanley Cup to travel to Russia this summer, foregoing the unofficial tradition of allowing players from those countries to travel there while spending a day with the cup. Officials informed both the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche of the decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.